Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, that's Loose Cannon Gay, Loose Cannon Rod, and his partner, I want to say Takeoff, that's his name, but anyways, Loose Cannon Gay, out of Orlando, you know, that's my intro song. It should be something with my name and something with me, and I'm going to get there, but you know what, I'm showing the fam love right now. So, happy Sunday, everybody, and I hope your week was great and you had an awesome weekend and you are ready for this new week that is coming up. We have a very interesting topic because, guess what, we're going to talk about what's going on in society today, and it kind of fits with the show and along the lines that we try to stay on. I want to welcome my awesome sauce co-host, James. How you doing?
I'm doing very well this evening. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing awesome. I am doing awesome. How was your week?
Not bad. I can't complain. I'm alive. I'm here. There's nothing to complain about. I just can't believe we're a week away from Christmas Eve already. It's crazy.
2 weeks away from a whole new year, right? Like,
Yeah, I know. That's another thing. Oh, boy. 2 weeks before my birthday, too. Because a few days after that. So, wow. Can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, my birthday is in January, and, you know, I'm not going to allow being pregnant to change my turn up, right? Because,
good.
You know, this time I can find ways to turn up outside of drinking alcohol. Alcohol is okay, but, you know, you kind of want to stay away from the alcohol that makes you gain weight. So, you know, even when I have this child, you know, if I'm going to drink something, I want to go more towards the whiskeys. And I know that's getting harder, but... You know, I don't want to drink something that's going to have me gain weight. And I don't like wine. Like, I'm not a wine person. It's not strong enough. So you know, I'm going to turn up, you know, maybe, like, you know, get a good meal and, you know, have some laughs or whatever, whatnot. And, like, really enjoy myself because I would be, like, 4 months maybe. Around the time of my birthday, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit over 4 months, probably. I turned 3 months officially today.
Ah.
So, yeah, Sunday.
Go back.
Every Sunday is another week for me. So, yeah, I'm like, so, yeah, like 4 months. So I definitely will be showing because I'm showing now. So, you know, try to keep it low-key. But I want to say thank you. You know, we got Kuwait listening in. And I know we have a lot of U.S. soldiers out that way. And we have Pakistan. You know, we're just continuously getting, you know, new people. And it's amazing. And we thank you guys for listening in. I think we're up to, 12, 13 countries that are listening in. And, you know, I appreciate it. The numbers are doing well based upon the number of shows that I have up. And the number of listeners that we have tuning in, continue to tell your friends about the show. We talk about real topics, and it's amazing. I really, really appreciate you guys because the percentages are very good right now. So let's just keep going, and we're going to remain consistent on this end. Whether I'm doing the show by myself or my co-host can tune in or I get more people, 2018, we're going to have some really fun things to do with the show. Me, I have this complex where I really don't want to go live with the podcast while I'm pregnant, but I think I am, but maybe I won't. We'll see. but I have some fun things that I have going on. I seen the young lady, I think that was on your show, and she reached out to you about being on my show. And I was like, you know, I told her, I'm like, you know, hey, call in anytime. I love, you know, people. You guys can call in. You know, when you're listening in, the number is 646-787-1839. You can always call in, have a conversation on a weekly basis. It's definitely okay. We're open here. We try to be a family. And all opinions matter. So we're not, you know, saying it's my – y'all know I look for people to disagree with me. You know, that just opens it up.
Right? Yeah, it ain't no fun if everybody agree.
Right. I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'm sure James appreciate you guys because, you know, this can run off to his show, and that's why we promote his show here.
Sure.
I'm blown away at the people that just keep rolling in and the countries, you know. When you pick up all these different countries to tune in, it's just so simply amazing. And I'm thankful.
I know you are, and I'm thankful, too. And I always make sure when I do my shows, when I end my show, I always make sure I cross-promote with the people I do other shows with. I always make sure of that because, you know, I appreciate all y'all, you know, seriously.
Oh, and then we appreciate you. We definitely do. So tonight's topic, we're going to talk about they have been hounding me, and this is women that hound me, right? But we're going to get into a very deep topic tonight because – you know, I'm just known for speaking my mind. I say things that people think, you know. When a woman cries rape, do we automatically believe her? Do we start instantly publicly dragging and publicly shaming people, even though a statistic can show them? I continue to tell you guys, a statistic is going to go the way that the person that created it wanted it to go, mm-hmm. right? When mm-hmm. you're doing any statistics, any charts, any graphs, any theories, you know, it's going to more than likely go the way that the person wanted to go, more than not. And they talk about the women that, you know, don't report the rapes, okay? Granted, if there's an issue with that, okay. But that doesn't mean that you take the women that do report these rapes and you go all out. Now, case in point, I had to I gotta look this up, and I just seen this before. Hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute, I know I saw it somewhere.
Miss Boston said she's trying to make her return to the podcast, but her life isn't set up like that right now.
Wasn't she the one that got on me about where was I? I mean, I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize. I know it was her or someone else said that. I was like, well, hey, well, you know, things happen.
So just as we got this topic tonight, right?
Yes, yes.
There was a report on BSO. Ooh. Courtney Jean Thornton publicly comes out and drops her protective order against OU running back Rodney Anderson after cops proved through witnesses and texts she lied about him raping her after he didn't want to be her boyfriend. Case in point.
Yeah.
Case in point. She's white. He was like, he's mixed with something. He's mixed with black and something else. But case in point. This is where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a feminist. And any woman that jumps on board with another woman just because she comes out and says that a man has raped her and there's no rape kit done,
thank you.
You're
no
a feminist,
proof.
Right? You are charging this man without him going through the due diligence process. And enough
exactly.
is enough. It's very sickening, right? Because more than not, you get these situations where these women are actually lying on these brothers. Now, you got all of these people coming out talking about Russell Simmons. Now, trust and believe, okay, I was in the limelight for a very long time. When somebody has an agenda against you, they're going to push their agenda. They're going to pay women to come forward. Yeah, people say, why do women lie? Women don't have a reason to lie. They do have a reason to lie. They'll get paid to come forth and tell a lie and stick to it. And then they'll say, hey, nothing will happen to you if not. Men need to start pressing charges on the women that's falsely accusing them. As Nelly said, that he may go after the woman that accused him. You want attention. You want it to be known. You want to, you know, do this and you do that. And somebody pushed her up to it. But when she got the pressure, she was like, wait a minute, I really don't want this pressure. You know, when it comes to the devils, mm-hmm. and I say the devils, when it comes to these devils, these white women that go forth and they try to ruin these black men's lives, and it happens so much, especially with black athletes, where they have lied. These men have been in jail for 15 years. Now, here's the strange thing. You will give a African-American brother 15 to 20 years for supposedly raping a white woman that eventually turns out to be lying, but yet you won't give a pedophile 6 months in jail. You won't give a pedophile more than 5 years in jail as a grown man raping a child, as a grown man sleeping with a child, as a grown man taking advantage of a child. Come on, it's so disgusting. And these are the things that we see, but we are so brainwashed as a unit, as a community, as a nation, that we continue to allow this to happen. So, yes, if you say, you know, oh, I'm messed up, if you say I'm ignorant, if you say I'm ignorant, then you're ignorant, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But just because a woman comes forth and says something, that doesn't mean she's telling the truth. You don't know her motives. And then when you allow her to publicly shame and drag these brothers' name in the mud and their businesses and their money, and then they come out to be lying, then what do you have to say? At that point, what do you have to say at that point? Nothing. Nothing's been said. You're moving on to the next situation. Everyone has a point and something to say when it comes to men. Oh, more than one woman said it, so it's true. That doesn't mean that. Look what they did to Bill Cosby. Granted, this thing was happening, but these women knew. As a few said, we knew what was going to happen when we went there. But guess what? He had a hit show. He finna put us on. These women know what they doing. They know they going into these offices wearing these short dresses and these little shirts and little tops and little this and little that. You going for money. You going for a higher position. You going to get yourself planted so that you can take your career off. And you don't care who you got to suck or screw to get there. So to turn around 10 to 15 years later and say, he made me do this. No, bitch, you knew what you was doing. You went in there on your own and did what you had to do to get to where you felt like you needed to go. Ain't nobody do that to you. It happens so often in the workplace that, you know, people are sleeping with each other. It has nothing to do with anybody making anybody do something. We are grown. There's no way that a grown man can coerce a grown woman into doing something. You're grown. You coerce children. You coerce people that aren't there. But if you can be coerced into doing something, you don't need no CEO position. You don't need no VP position. Because you need the strong people in those type of positions that can hold their own. You can't be that strong and you're being coerced into doing something. I mean, wrong is wrong, right is right. I'm for the women that have actually, you know, been harmed, you know, and I want them to get justice. You know, there are pigs out here that they do things to these women. But for me, it just seems like this whole thing started going, you know, they did Bill Cosby, and it was funny. The tables turned on them. And then all these white men start falling, and then you want to put a black man under the bus to take a black man with a huge name to take the light off of the white man. And that's just what happened with Uncle Rush. You know what I'm saying? When Russell, you know, was identified, everybody's talking about Russell, and they're not talking about the white man anymore because that's what normally happens. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that was a distraction that they needed to kind of ease up some of the pressure off of them because we are so trained to go against one another that it's ridiculous. White people ain't going to run each other into the mud. They will if they want something. But as black people, we are so trained to run people in the mud that it's utterly ridiculous. We are so trained to break down our own people. So now you got all this going on with Uncle Rush, and everybody is like, you know, Rush this and Rush that. But no, this isn't about Uncle. This isn't about him. They're gonna have as many women come forward and say whatever. And I mean, these women look like chewed up dog meat. Let's be honest. How is it that he going to force your ugly ass to do something when he was married to a supermodel? You know, the girls he date are like, freaking amazing. But, yeah, you want to tell me, this girl, like, that this lady that came out and was like, yeah, you look like you're on heroin. She had a cradle in her face. Like, are you kidding me right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, people will believe anything. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying Russell Simmons is 100% innocent. But I'm damn sure saying he's not 100% guilty. And at the end of the day, you know, when they talk about the lie detector test, if you can come up and combat lie detector tests don't work in courts and this is not good, okay, so how is he supposed to prove himself then? And these are the questions that women don't answer. They say, well, you know what, she's just ignorant. I'm not going to communicate with her. But answer me. So if he went out his way to do a lie detector test and pass it, how is he supposed to prove himself that if y'all said that don't work, how is he supposed to prove himself? He's not. He's just automatically guilty because these motherfucking hot heroin addicts and devils said that he is. Like, is that how that works? Or who's going to take up for the man? Who's going to be there for the man? I want to know. What do you think and how do you feel about all of these women coming forward? For me, I just feel like the only thing we missing is Caitlyn to say Bruce Jenner touched her 20 years ago. I mean, that has to be the only thing that's missing right now. This is so ridiculous. Like, this Me Too campaign is so disgusting. That's right. It's disgusting. Because guess what? All of y'all ain't got touched and couldn't speak up. And if something happened to you, if you got forced to do something, why you ain't gonna tell them when the DNA was in your mouth? Okay, if you suck this penis, you got DNA in your mouth, boo. Why you ain't gonna tell when you had DNA in your vagina when they can go and swap it and make it real easy? You want to make it where your word is against his, and guess what? That's what's happening right now. They're going to make it where they're gonna come up with some funky law, and it's gonna make it even worse for the women that are telling the truth. And that's just how that works, because you can't keep blaming these men for something when you didn't get the promotion you wanted, you didn't get the money you wanted, you didn't get the acknowledgement you wanted, or, you know, you're feeling bitter and somebody has, you know, this man over here has a vendetta against him and he wants to pay you for a story, or you want 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? So tell me. Tell me what you think about the whole situation, and as a man, how does it make you feel? And how can we, you know, help men? You know, y'all call us, 646-787-1839. How can we, you know, help men? You know, if we don't want to take her word, we don't take his word, right? And all the woman got is just this sob story, and it's mainly white women, right? Because it don't work for black women. So when a white woman says something, the black man is just going to jump up in a roar and say, oh, well, you did it. You know, and that's the pathetic thing, and we as a people, we don't see that either. But, you know, I digress. What do you think about the situation, and what can be done?
I think the way this has evolved, and not in a good way, in these last few years with all these allegations, and some of these allegations are not really as truthful as we thought. It's alarming, because in society we always think that if a woman says something to this nature, that this was done to her, right away most people would think, oh my God, this must be true. Where if it's the other case, they think about it first or think twice. Well, let's investigate a little more. Let's look into it. Instead of doing that in general, period, they should be like that anyway. Because there's been too many cases for the last, I would say, a while now, definitely since this new millennium, definitely, that we hear something, not just recently, but even like, I remember the Duke lacrosse team. I remember they were blasted in the media. Oh, they raped these women, da-da-da-da-da. And then the long story short, it came to prove it didn't happen. And as I recall, I don't remember no apology. I don't remember, like, oh, my God, we ruined these gentlemen's lives, claiming that they did this gang rape or whatever. And, you know, they were quick to jump the gun to smear their names. The truth finally came out. They weren't quick to correct that mess. So that's a problem. This has got to stop with this, you know, allegation. You know, okay, we know, like, you know, I've heard about, you know, certain women that actually went through, unfortunately, these circumstances. And some of them, it did take them a long time to finally speak up. You know, I know it's not an easy thing to do. But to me, I look at it like this. It should be really looked into certain situations with certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to see if there's consistency, something there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got okay, look into the person's background, the woman's background a little more. Look into the dude's background a little more. See if there's a trend. Put a little more time into it. Don't just automatically jump the gun just because she says, oh, my God, this happened. Because you don't know, like you were saying earlier. Hey, when he was on top and you knew if you did a little something, you would get probably easier way to the top than the other way. You weren't saying nothing then. But because
no,
you know,
I'm going to stop you right there. You said look into their background. So here's the thing. I don't think that's going to get it, right? And here's why.
I think so.
Because
right.
you have women out here that may have a past. Not to say that she's lying, but she may be a sex worker or you know, whatever the case may be. And they will, you know, try to bash her because of you know, her past history. I think women need a fair shot, right? Because,
oh, sure.
You know, there's some that are actually telling the truth. But there are more opportunities out here than anything. Men and women,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
both sides.
You know, really, these people already have all of this money. So you really can't tell because of a person's background or what's going on, because that's what they're doing now. This is what they're doing to the men. That's why they have – there's never one victim that comes forth. They come forth with a multitude of women, a multitude of women to say, you know, this happened, because you want to look, you want to find a history, right? So this is this is the game that the white people are playing. Here, we got to get a multiple people to come forth this history. I was done when they got Tavis Smiley. I mean, have you ever met Tavis Smiley? Like, no. Some things that you can say about some people. And here's the thing. If you go to a white funeral, everybody's going to say he was loved and he was awesome and he was amazing and he was great in the community and X, Y, and Z, right? Because white people hide their hands. They're not going to be 100% them. They're always going to have a secret life somewhere because they worry about what people think about them so much, right? When you go to a black funeral, they're just going to be sad that he gone. Right? He could have been a thug, a killer, a robber, or whatever. They just sad that he was gone because guess what? He was real. For the most part, you know, you knew who you was getting. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, Tavis, you kind of know what you're getting. And like he said, I'm going to fight you because you're not finna come with me. And it seemed like somebody is around making allegations on whoever that they can make allegations on for people that have been in their positions, on long-standing positions, to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Tavis needs to fight them, and Tavis needs to win. Because at the end of the day, you know, like, these men that are guilty, they're not fighting back. And that's the one thing that our simple-minded selves can't see. They're not fighting back. The people that are guilty, Mac Lauer, he walked off. You know what? He ain't say nothing because he was guilty. The other man in Tennessee killed himself. You guilty.
Yep.
Ray Moore. Yep. Roy Moore. You know what I'm saying? The freaking racist in Alabama. Guilty.
Yep.
You know, he tried to make it seem like it was right. You feel me?
Yeah.
So when someone goes against it, then you're going to criticize that person that's going against it. But guess what? If he was guilty, he wouldn't go against it.
True.
So the background, I think, is garbage because that's what they're using on these men. They're trying to build a history. That's why they have all these women coming forth, you know? And so what happens is you have somebody in the background that's talking to people, like, who else can you talk to? Who else can you talk to? And we'll pay them to come forth. They got to put it where they're not paying them to lie, but they're going to, you know, take care of them for their time because they know, you know, that they're taking out time to help them with a case. That's how they put it. And then they pay these people to come forth and say whatever. Right now, money's tight. You know, people need bill money. People got things that they got to do in life. And everybody is set on social media. But guess what? In real life, they starving. They're going to take this money. They're going to get it. So you got to come with a different way other than allowing all of these people to come forth and say these things, because it has to be a way that a man can clear his name and then go back and go after each one of these people. A lot of times, you know, it's like, okay, I'm done, and I'm over with, you know, whatever the case may be. But more men, fellas, more men need to start suing these ladies that end up lying. And there should be a cap on the time that you can report it. And that's just the bottom line. Listen, you rape me, I'm going my ass down the same day. I'm just telling you. Fuck you. I need a rape kit done. I need to swab this, swab that. He licked me here. He bit me here. I'm finna put the evidence on the table. It ain't going to be my word against yours. We're going to let the evidence speak for itself, because that's what needs to happen. I'm not going to sit and hold this in because I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my cookies. These don't belong to you, you know? You know how I feel. If I'm married, you know, there's no such thing as rape. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, no, I think that this system is flawed and something has to be done, because so many women jump up in an uproar to go to a woman's aid without knowing this woman or without, you know, anything. And say, what does she have to lie about? Everything, bitch. She done got paid. You ain't know that.
Yeah.
She done got paid
to
play on your emotions because she a woman. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue. But I'm just, that background thing, that ain't gonna work, because it's just too it's too flawed.
Well, they got to do more than just the background check. You got, you know, is there any money trails that led to them to speak out like this, especially when they didn't say nothing all these years, and because some person comes out, then all of a sudden, oh, look at all these other 25 women that came out or whatever, and it's like, well, you know, it's like, okay. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing. I don't know, because that's never happened to me, you know. But it's like, I just, if something like that happened, like you said, I will not hesitate to, you know, go right down and have the evidence, because evidence don't lie. One thing that we all know, evidence don't have a agenda. The evidence speaks for itself. You know, DNA does never lie. So if you do your due diligence and take care of that situation, then they you cover your ass, no pun intended, and you know that way they can't say, well, that didn't happen, this, that, and the third. You know, they should be like any, because that's why the justice system is flawed, because certain things, certain time went by, so you can't do nothing with that, but yet some other crimes is different. So I don't understand, there should be one way or the other. Either it's a certain time, like you said, or, you know, just forget the whole thing. Because to me, after a certain time, because that raised suspicion, I'll say, why did you wait 30, 40 years later? That's what it was with Bill Cosby. It was more like 30, 40 years after the fact. It wasn't like these allegations were recent, you know, within the last, you know, 5, 10 years or even 15 years or so. It was way back in the day. So why wait a day? You didn't say nothing when all that was going down. Gee, I wonder why. You know what I mean? So, because you're benefiting yourself. So, you know, I'm not saying in every case that's like that, but there's got to be a way. And I, you know, besides looking into someone's background, because you're going to need more than that. You have to see your money trail. You have to see something.
Right.
So I agree with when you say it like that, I see what you mean. That's a good point, because it got to be more than just a background, because that don't mean a damn thing, you know, because like you said, what you said, and it's true. So it's got to be something that worked on. Because to me, the whole justice system is, in general, is just all fucked up. It makes no sense on certain crimes and the terms on, like we were just saying earlier. It's like, okay, if I sell a bag of weed or whatever, I get like, you know, 15, 20 years or some shit, and something else, you know, if I got a little gram of cocaine, I only get like a couple of years or some shit. I don't know. It makes no damn sense. They got to be these jurisdictions. I don't know. It's just, and what I really hate is when it's no shadow of a doubt that there was a mistake. You would think it's about, you know, justice, right? So when they find out the prosecutor,
right,
you know, and they were, all of them and the judge were wrong, oh, they're not quick to make sure that justice is served, right? Oh, they make that person go through hoops, even though they're innocent. They make them go through hoops. Well, we can't just let you out. Well, why not? The evidence shows that I didn't do it. I was wrongfully accused. I spent 10, 15, God forbid, more years in jail. And we've seen way too much of this on both sides, no matter black or white. It's like, well, how is that fair? How is that, just in general, how is that fair? To me, I thought it was about justice, right? No, it's about whatever, because you're so embarrassed because, like, oh, my God, we made this mistake. So, you know, we're not going to, you know, we can't, you know, because then we know if we change this and reverse the decision, that's our asses when it comes to being elected again down the line. It's about, you know what I'm saying, integrity. Don't you have any of those things? Like, I could never sleep at night if I fucked up like that. And there ain't no way. I just don't understand. These people, they make these innocent people go through all this, still sit in jail, knowing the fact that it was proven that they were innocent, and they go through another few more years till they finally get out. It's just bullshit. I hate that shit. Just,
yeah, they don't care. That's how businesses,
you know,
operate. And I keep saying that.
Keyword.
Right. And everything
exactly.
is a business.
Exactly.
That government, politics, all of it is a business.
Jail's a business. Exactly.
And I keep saying that I have a story that I'm going to talk about when it comes to my work. And I haven't forgot. We're nearing the very end of this situation. But, you know, I think that, you know, it's something that I'm going to share and share and share until, you know, it catches on, until people really get the gist of what I'm saying. And, you know, sometimes when you walk away, you know, financially set, it still doesn't ease the pain of the entire situation, especially when you have to fight for, you know, the finances. But in this case, you know, it was like they wouldn't admit to wrongdoing, but they were like, okay, let's negotiate. You know what I'm saying? That's business. You know, like, you're not going to admit it, but you're going to negotiate because you know that you're wrong. You know what I have. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how the way of this world works. And we are living in a time where it's just really, really pathetic. You really got to focus on what you're doing so you don't get caught up in the ways of the world. Because
that's right.
The world is changing. Right. Like, it's turmoil on this earth. And if you get caught up in what's going on this earth right now, you would really be, you know, you'll be blown away. So
yeah.
You have to live your best life. You have to be the best you. You know, you have to just stay in your bubble and focus as much as you can, and just pray. I mean, I try to speak upon the news that I see, you know, and remain positive with high hopes on everything. So these people are trying to break. They're trying to break the stride and ruin everything that these people have developed, and it's pathetic. It's disgusting. And out of all these people, there are some, but they're not many. Like, it's not...
Exactly. It's like it's way blown out of proportion.
It's not as many as they're saying.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's like, okay, as a matter of fact, this is true. That's it. Like, okay, why couldn't it be more looked into? Like, how come right away? And then the pressure from... You know, the media and these businesses, well, listen, you know, we got to cut ties with you, you know. Yeah, all that hard work, all those blood, sweat, and tears down the drain. For what?
Well, the thing is that it's a white man's world. And, you know, we have to understand that we as a people are stronger than the white man. And if we start putting our heads together and start focusing in the manner that we are supposed to, like now we're starting to stand up. You know, the black folks took that vote in Alabama. You know, the folks in Virginia, you know, they took Virginia, made it a blue state. You know, you have to start sticking together, and you can get more done, and you get heard more by sticking together. If you go to the court system, the circuit court, which is the circus,
that's what it stands for. That circus, the circus court, yeah, exactly.
The circus, it's the circuit, you know, it's a sub word for circus. When you go in there and they want to prove a point, they're gonna do whatever they have to do to prove a point, to prove that, you know, this person is lying or push their case, and you know, X, Y, Z. And it's the same thing with public lynching. You know, these people are so often public lynched. But if America made the best decisions, then Donald Trump wouldn't be in office right now. Unfortunately, you know, we gotta do a lot of things different. And if we don't change as the world is changing, then we're gonna really be messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, really be messed up. If we don't change as this world is changing, because it's changing right before us, and I don't think that we see that. I don't think that we really understand how much this world is changing, how much it will never be as it was once before, how much it will never be, how much more now than anything that you have to focus on your future, how much more than anything you have to plant your feet. And the one thing I came in like, okay, you know what? I need to pay my mortgage for the whole year. You know, that's what I need to get back into. You know what I'm saying? I need to pay my bills, you know, every 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to pay things, you know, in advance, and then, you know, live for whatever it is that I have to live for. These are things that this is how I think right now, because things are changing so much. And it's so sad, because more men our opportunities than anything. You know, when I was growing up, men had the juice. Men had the power. It wasn't just a few. You had men that was scared to even ask a woman for something. You had men that had too much pride to even take anything from a woman because they were men, and that's how they were raised. But you have these same men that have now become a part of what this society has, you know, sought out for, and like, well, you make more money than me, so it's cool. You know, you got 40-year-old men that's living in houses with women that's not paying bills because it's cool. You got men that's grown as hell that's okay with taking something from a person, and then when he get on, he don't double back to give back to that person. You got men that, you know what I'm saying, that are like, you know, whatever I can do to get on. You know, they savages. And so, it only takes so much that, you know, you're like, shit, you know, enough is enough, you know. You got to just focus on what you have to do. And I was telling a good mentor of mine and friend, I said, I'm learning to be selfish. And he said, you got to learn to be selfless. And we didn't go too deep in that conversation because I'm like, you know what? I'm being selfish right now. Whatever I did, I'm going to focus on me. Because guess what?
Sure.
I understand and know that if I'm down, I have no one. I have no one.
That's right.
I had one person in my life over the last 4 years that no matter what happened, he always had my back. We're not together anymore. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, he don't have my back in the same way. But, you know, that felt good to know that you had somebody to have your back. You kind of get a little comfortable, even though you're hustling and grinding. Like, he didn't want me. I talked about it before. He didn't want me to, you know, go hard and blow back up. You know, he wanted me to sit down and let him be the breadwinner. And I have no problem with that. And I love him to death to this day. If I could do anything for him to this day, I would, because that has been, like, the only person that has genuinely had my back. You know what I'm saying? But when you know that, no, you don't have anybody to have your back, that makes you go 10 times as harder. That makes you focus 10 times harder. So I don't owe anybody anything, right? And therefore, I sit back and say, you weren't with me shooting at the gym. You know, you may see me blow up at, you know, my baby daddy sometimes on social media. And then, you know, I catch myself and just like, hey, it is what it is. You know, we don't have to beef right now because the baby ain't here. We'll have plenty of time for that because I'm pretty sure you're going to hate my guts. Because, listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do the right thing. And if you don't, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's just really simple. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you want, however you want it to be, I give you the opportunity to do the right thing. Because, listen, I'm not taking care of your half. That's just not going to happen. You're a grown-ass man. You created the child. You had the sperm. You know what I'm saying? I got some vagina. I couldn't do it by myself. We went half on it. So you got to put up your half from start to finish. Right. I ain't taking nothing less. I don't owe nobody nothing. I don't care what I have. I owe nobody nothing. And until that next person comes and reveals themselves, my good friend coming, he do a lot of stuff at my house. He don't ask for no sex. He don't ask for no money. You know, he'll pay you eight. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a genuinely good-hearted friend.
That's cool.
He actually came by here tonight and brought me and the kids some food, and we was looking for something that we couldn't find because we just did the garage. He just did the garage. I ain't going to take credit. And stuff like that. Genuine people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The most genuine people that you will find in your life are the people that you don't sleep with.
Exactly.
You do not sleep with them. The most genuine people in your life are the ones you do not sleep with. So I made this decision. I think I told you a couple weeks ago. You know, I was talking about, you know, I'm moving on, da da da. But I mean, like, when I left Atlanta last time I was pregnant and got to Florida, I didn't have sex. I shut down and I went months. I got to Orlando and like May.
May, okay.
No, did I get there in May or did I get there in March?
Wow, that's a big difference, March and May.
One of the two. I think. Well, I want to say I got there in May, because I had to finish my clinical, and then I graduated. So May, June, July, August, September, October. I got there in May, like April or May, one of the two, something like that. And I didn't have text. Like, I was just there. You know what I'm saying? And this is the same thing. Like, I'm going on 2 months right now. And I'm okay. You know, I mean, I'm so focused on what I'm doing, and I'm so scared at the same time. You know, it's like, if I'm not going to sleep with, you know, if I'm not going to sleep with the kid daddy, then I'm not going to really do it. And I'll say, okay, I want some, but I really don't mean it, I think. I don't ever, like, follow up.
You mean it, but you don't mean it.
like, you know, it will be good, but... it got to come from you, so...
Yeah. Rather be the devil I know, the devil I don't know. Yeah, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, like, I'll pass, I think.
Yeah, like...
Maybe.
Like,
so
yeah,
I'm going to ride this wave until I figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just, you know... I've had plenty of offers. Now, granted, let's just
what
put that out there. And then
what
I'll be like, yeah. And then, you know, when the time gets there, I'll be like, no.
Because then you're trying to think to yourself, okay, this could happen. That's right. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, and you're like, ain't no substance. You know, I'm grown, right? I'm grown. So substance.
Yeah.
If it ain't no substance, I don't want it.
And so
that's why it's so easy for me to distance myself from a situation, because I'm looking for something, and then if I don't see it in it, I'm not finna wait on you to develop.
Don't even bother.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not raising a grown man. I can't do it. So, you know, it's substance, and if it ain't no substance there, why am I finna just ugh? Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's me and my son. And it's me and my son, and we rock out, and we go to sleep, and we get up, and we do it again. You know, it's just, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay. I've been practicing mental stimulation, and that's been okay. So it's making me stronger, and I'm more focused, because, you know, comes, you know, human contact comes emotions, and then you kind of get sidetracked, and then you got to figure out that maybe this ain't what you really want, you know? So I'm okay right now.
Well, that's good. But it's also good to be okay, but it's also good to be better than okay. You know what I mean? You just do your best that you can. And as long as you stay the course, you're going to be all right. So far, you ain't doing too bad. So far, so good. So far, so good. You know, but I have faith in you, so I know everything will be all right. Everything will be all right.
I'm gonna be all right.
You gonna be all right.
I've done it.
You be
I've
all
done
right.
It's not as bad. You know, I think that's what made my relationship with King K so strong, because I hadn't had sex in months before. Let me see. August, September. Like 5 months.
5 months.
You so stupid. I hadn't had sex in 5 months.
Now we added
you
one more month.
Saying? Like
now
five.
And five. Yeah, see how time
No. You so stupid. Yeah, it was like five, actually like five and a half, because I'm thinking like what I was doing before I left here. So like five and a half months I haven't had sex, right? And so basically what we were doing, like we were talking on the phone every day from like July until Jesus Christ, till I moved back here in November. We basically talked on the phone every single day. And he hated it, but you know, he always answered the phone. Every single day we talked on the phone, and that's what grew me fond of him. You know what I'm saying? He invested that time into me. You look for those things as women. We look for those things. Is he going to invest the time? A man's going to make time for who he want to make time for. He made the time for me. And then we would have these, you know, phone sex sessions. You know, I'm in Florida, he up here, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then I was just like, okay, as soon as my baby hit 6 weeks, I was back in Georgia visiting. And oh, my God, that was like the best sex ever. You know, it was like this weird, like, because when your body is closed up, like this weird, you know, smell. But he was like, dude, you ain't had sex in a while. And it hurt it, but it felt good. It was, like, amazing. So maybe, you know, I will grow fonder of whatever individual when it gets to be that time all over again. Mm-hmm. And I think I came to visit again, and then I was moving here in November.
Okay.
I was moving back November, and, you know, it was Murder, She Wrote from there. So I think that as people, when you want different results, you have to do different things. And so maybe that person that, you know, comes along will be the person that, you know, I can really pay attention to, because there were some things that I should have paid attention to myself. So, you know, you live and you learn. So, you know,
absolutely,
it's okay. You know, as long as we're not, you know, as long as they're not pedophiles, rapists, you know,
exactly,
things like that, we're okay.
Exactly. That's absolutely true, my dear. So, you know, it's just everything with this, what we're talking about tonight, is like, you just need to, be careful, because, you know, not everything is, you know, take the person's word for it right away.
Here's the thing. Like, I just said to somebody on Twitter, right? I'm sorry for cutting you off, but listen.
No.
Like she just said, they are going to continue to deal with the same type of women. Look at Ezekiel Elliott. Now, he done made it back off his suspension. Same thing happened to him, in which they kind of, then they proved that the girl was kind of lying or something, or he said he could prove, but they didn't want to hear it, and they still suspended him. Guess what? He's still going to be dealing with the same type of women. Here's is a trend to the type of women that does this, and they're white. They're white. Trend. White women brought in to take down brothers. God damn it.
They're still going to deal with the same one.
So you can't be careful, because they don't learn their lesson.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be extremely careful. And I think if he would, or any other man, would go and sue that woman for wrongfully accused, that'd be looked at as wrong. I was like, oh, you're a man. How can you do that? Well, that's slander. You know, to me, if I was falsely accused of something, or you telling me I'm this, that, and the third, and that's not true, why would I let that be out there and, you know, just take that? No. You know what I mean? So, you know, he would have every right to say, hey, you know, I'm suing this woman for, you know, trying to ruin my life and my livelihood and my reputation. You know what I mean? But I think that's why they should go after them. But I'm thinking they don't, because then to listen, just let it go. You know, if people look at it like, oh, you're being, you know, you're holding a grudge, whatever. Goddamn right. Look, what you're trying to ruin me. You know,
right.
You know?
And I think that they probably got some people that's telling them, well, yeah, no, don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the girl that did that to Nelly, I think she was black, though. And so I think that they need to start doing this to more women, more white women that's lying, that they need to start catching them up and deterring them.
Because I'm sorry, I don't care, man, woman. If you saying some shit about me that's not true, or accusing me of something, and you go out there and trying to ruin me, oh, hell no. Nah. That ain't gonna happen.
Right.
I don't care what they say. Oh, how can you do that? You're a man. I don't give a fuck. I don't care, man, woman, whatever. They should be able to. If a man or woman is wrongfully accused of anything, let's take this out of the equation as far as the rape part. I'm just talking about in general. Like, you saying that this person's gay and it's not true or whatever, or you accuse them of, you know, don't want you just say that and not get away with, and get away with that shit. You know what I mean? That's not cool. Especially when that could ruin their reputation, that cost them money, sponsorships and whatever. You know, they run away from any controversy or whatever because, you know, they don't want to ruin their bottom line. So then it ruins this person's life. And then, like I said before, with that Duke lacrosse team, you know, to this day, and I could be wrong, but I haven't saw nothing about a huge apology. Or, you know, the media say, wow, this was so bad. You know, we should make this right. That's what I hate, yo. That's what I hate. Going back again to the state attorney stuff and everything. When they find out they fucked up. Now, I don't know what it is. It's not like, okay, it's one thing if you made the whole shit up, then that's really fucked up. But if you found out, okay, you as a state prosecutor, whatever, you found out, oh, my God, we put the wrong guy in jail. Why would you... I know there's all these laws and all these shit you have to go, but to me it should be a no-brainer. The person is not found guilty, that same day they're released. That's it. Case closed. Okay? That's it. It's like the same thing if someone, without reasonable doubt, the person's guilty. Why the hell we need a trial? Hey, we see on tape right there the motherfucker did it. Why the hell we have to waste taxpayers' money? The motherfucker go to jail. Same other thing, wow. If they're innocent, that's it. Fuck all that bullshit. Oh, they got to go through. Nah, they're gone. They're out. Fuck that. That's some bullshit. Okay? And especially when it wastes taxpayers' money on top of that, too. But see, that's that. Again, it's the business. Again, it's that bullshit. You know, oh, well, you know, we don't want to look bad. So, you know, we're going to make them jump through hoops, even though they're innocent and all through that. We're not going to, because now we look bad and, oh, my God. Shit happens, you know? Unless you conspired the whole shit or something, why the fuck would you deny a person's freedom when they didn't deserve to be in jail in the first place? I just don't understand that. That just, when I see these stories and as I'm watching them, it just irks the shit. It just bothers me. It really bothers me. It's like, damn, right? This person's life is, they were there 10, even if it was a day. It's just horrible. Their lives are gone. They can't get that 5, 10, 15, 20 years back or whatever. God forbid, nope. More. And, oh, well, here's some money. Or here's some, you know, out of settlement shit. Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's really going to bring back my years. I can't buy the time back, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, they get the money, but, all right, fine. But look what they missed. They missed, you know, they had kids. You know, they went to jail. They were little babies. Now they're grown, and now... the relationships,
yep,
all changed, and they lost their wife or whatever, or girlfriend, because all this shit happened. It fucks everything.
And we
forever.
Sweep it under the rug. We sweep it under the rug because, oh, it was so long ago. We don't ruin these helpers' lives. You know, they go on to live prosperous lives knowing that they lied and put somebody in jail. You know, that's the white way. You know, don't worry about it. It'll pass over X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? That's another way that they use to keep our brothers down. Now, when it comes down to them, look how easy it was for them to go ahead and divert the attention to a black man to take all the attention out of the white people. Now, everybody talking about Uncle Russ, when all in all, look at all of these people that people are steady coming forth on, and you don't really see that much. Now they're going to play this shit out with Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying? So...
mm-hmm.
We don't get it, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's what they get. That's what
like
they
you
get.
Said,
you know, people always
like,
saying
yeah.
We don't see color and we don't see this and we don't see that. But at the end of the day, that's just like you could easily say, don't trust white men. You know, the white man, you know, created this society to keep us down. You can easily acknowledge all of that, but then you're going to go and trust the white woman. She is just as evil as the white man. So how can you do that? How can you trust one? How can you trust one and not? How can you trust not trust one, but trust the other? And it is, continues to be proven how you get suckered into what's going on. I'm not saying don't date outside of your race. I'm just saying you need to be more careful with dealing with these white women. That's what I'm telling you. You know? Oh well.
That's even famous.
Look, I don't know. I'm just saying that I was looking at the case study. And I'm like, you know, the only reason I didn't report on it because you know how I feel about case studies. But,
yeah.
You know, it's
how
a lot of brothers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brothers that's in jail or that lost scholarships due to rape of white women.
Thank you. See,
I'm just
going
to say
that. Point.
And a lot
case
to me
point.
Is more than one, more than two, more than three, more than four, than five. You know what I'm saying? It happens too much, and we just sweep it under the rug. And it's just, I mean, you got to look at the, okay, that's just like we can identify. Okay, if they say a man was bit on the leg by a shark while he was surfing. We know damn well we're no black man. You know what I'm saying? So when we hear things about, you know, athlete going to jail for, you know, being accused of rape, automatically you know it's a white girl and black guy. And this is what white women try to do. This is how they train, man. Well, I'm going to ruin your life and I'm going to ruin your career and you won't have anything if you don't want to be with me. If you don't want to be with me, then it's nothing. So, you know, I blame the system for not doing more, but at the end of the day, they keep doing it. So what? What can we do? If you continue to deal with the same type of people and you continue to be a part of the system and when it happens. Now it's happening more than ever. So now what are you going to do?
Okay.
I'm not saying that all white women are bad. I'm just saying
no.
That these white women are devils.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful in general. Just be careful. Don't sleep on nobody. Yeah. You just
white
be very,
with blue
be
eyes.
Gotta be careful.
White with
Let
blue
anybody...
eyes, blue eyed devil. And that ain't mm-hmm. something that I made up. Go look it up. Go look it up, honey.
Go
I didn't make up that they was the devil. That's reading. That's research. That's what they're called. You know what I'm saying? The white and the blue eyed devil. That's what they call them. But I mean, in a realistic standpoint, we have to stop. I mean, you can't really say, okay, black man don't date a white woman. But then what else do you say? Because these are the same people that continue to catch you up.
Yeah, you just got to be careful, you know, because there's even people within your race that try to take your ass down. So you just got to be careful all over, y'all.
Yeah, but we're going to try it a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But it won't be in that that manner. And so that doesn't pertain to this. You know, when a black woman, you fuck up a black woman, she finna try to get you robbed, you know what I'm saying, or something like that.
Yeah.
She ain't finna,
mm-hmm.
you know, do all that extra stuff, which all is bad. But when you're talking about rape, like that's the majority of who is going to do that. Yeah, we got people in our own race that keeps us down, but that don't solidify what the white man continued to do to us. That don't mean that it's okay for the white man and the white woman to continue to do with us. If we doing what we doing to us so much, then why y'all still screwing us over? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day now, the white man is going to be the minority pretty soon. Why? Because the white men are dying from suicide and drug overdoses. At the end of the day, when you talk about one situation and one issue, then they always try to divert, well, this is what's happening in the black community. Well, if it's happening in the black community, why do y'all keep on doing what y'all doing to us? If we doing it to us, that's one thing, but that don't mean that y'all do it to us. You know what I'm saying? We have to get ourselves together as a people, our damn
That's
self.
Right.
But that does not justify what the white man is doing to us in our community.
Oh,
it does not.
Oh,
it does not justify why we stand. It does not. It does not justify why we want justice and we want the rights that we should have. Why was we never paid for slavery, but yet, you know, all of the people in the Holocaust, they were paid? Why we still have not been seen as equal people? Like, come on, man. That don't work like that. And guess who called in? Miss Boston is on the line.
Oh, finally.
Well, Lord. I've been doing a lot, going through a lot. Life changes. Good Lord.
Oh.
Like, I was like, if I don't tune in, I promise you, I don't like being called out on some bullshit. Don't like it. So I said, I'm going to call. I was like, I know I'm kind of late, but I'm going to call anyway.
I'm glad it worked.
But,
so go ahead. It worked.
Oh, Lord. Who else
Hello,
is on the line? Hello, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, hello, hello. This is her. This is the new Ms. Lovely Black's favorite co-host. Of course, you know who it is, James Acevedo from New York City. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah. I digress with you right now.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. But the floor is yours. Go ahead. Go ahead. You
I digress. So, if memory serves me right, when I looked briefly, it was, do we believe whether or not a woman, if she screams rape, are we automatically to assume that she was in fact raped, correct? Is that what the topic is?
Correct.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. I can't. I personally can't. There's always his, hers, and the truth. Some situations, you really need to sit and really ask yourself and really make sure you gather up all the evidence from both parties to really determine what exactly happened. Now, if you have a female that just flat out came out and said,
you have to provide a copy because they voted on and agreed upon that.
Oh, we just got a new caller in.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to mute the second caller so she can finish explaining, and I'll bring them back in because their second caller line is noisy.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry about that.
So I really just think that you really need to listen. You need to hear everything. You do have those females that just say, just sit up there and cry rape. That might not have necessarily even been raped just for the attention, or they felt disrespected when they didn't get another opportunity to fuck that gentleman. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of different ways
right.
to look at that. So no,
right.
I keep an open and honest, like, no, I need to hear the whole fucking story. I need to hear his story, her story, the five other people who were in the room story, okay, and find out the back history on all of this shit. Was you just a one-night stand and you got upset, or was you just the fuck of the day? Like, or the fuck of the week. How about that? I need
right.
to know it
there, all. There was just a story that just aired tonight, and it was this white girl that she lied on this black boy about raping her, and then the police was able to determine she was lying based upon text messages and witnesses. And then they found
correct.
Out that she lied about it all because he didn't want to be with her. So my whole point is that when you break down the whole philosophy of the matter, it's mainly white women that are lying on athletes and rappers and so on and so forth. And at some point, it's mainly, not only, but mainly, at some point, how do we stop it, you know? So we can't say, okay, black men need to stop dealing with white women because they're going to ultimately continue to deal with them. But guess what? This is going to continue to happen. He made the point that what we do in our community, you know, like our own people do, you know, stuff to us. And as I told him,
correct.
Yes, it does. But it does not allow us to continue to have to deal with what the white man is doing to us. You can't take the situation of what we do in our own communities to us and say, well, we're doing this because you guys do it to yourselves. No, motherfucker. So we have to learn to start standing up against those that wrong us. You know what I'm saying? We deal with our own community later, but as a community, we got to start taking a stance on the other people. So 9 out of 10, when you hear something about an athlete or a rapper, somebody, and a rape charge, you automatically know this woman is white. And that is ridiculous. That is pathetic,
well,
and that is disgusting.
I can't necessarily say it is just a white woman either. Sometimes it's some foreign people. So, and I don't want to necessarily say foreign.
Who is that?
My fault, man. It's Anthony.
Oh, and I don't think this is a conversation you want to weigh in on tonight.
To become a brother.
I hear what the conversation is. I just want to add my little input, man. I'm A-OK, man, with it. You know, you already know how I am. I'm an open book anyway.
Anthony's on the phone because his boss is on the phone. Oh, okay.
No, it ain't nothing like that. You know, I mean, due to technical difficulties, I'm unable to make any phone calls right now. Okay? So I'm using somebody else's phone to be on the podcast tonight. But one thing I do want to ask is, what is the podcast about? I hear what the conversation is about, and I can put my input in because I know
I know what I heard thus far, I can relate to it. So, I mean, just as a male figure and as a also as an independent artist, a hip-hop artist, I can definitely put my input in. But
we're talking about
if
a woman cries rape, do we automatically believe it? And I was just explaining to her. Yet there are other other races that call rape, but the majority of the women that call rape on athletes, rappers, and so on and so forth are white women. And how do we nip that in the bud? Because guess what? The public automatically goes to the woman's side when she cries rape. So how do we clear our brothers? How do we clear our men if they need to be cleared? How do we differentiate that without publicly lynching our men?
Now what if it's a black on black thing, like without being involving a white woman? Like, what if it's a black male and a black female from
either
another
way it goes,
from
a, but it doesn't happen. I looked it up tonight. The only reason I didn't give the statistical numbers because I don't believe in statistics. I believe that it's just the way that somebody wanted it to go. But you know, it happens. But it rarely happens. You know what I'm saying? It's rarely, you know, black women claiming this man, you know, raped her. It does happen. So we're not saying based on race. We're just saying how do we stop it from happening?
I mean, I feel like if a female ever lied about a situation in that case, I feel like the female should be charged with it. Like, whether it don't matter what race they are. If they lied about being sexually assaulted, period, right? Or even if the parents don't want to press charges against the individual, I feel like the state, instead of picking the charges up against the male or against the alleged antagonist, I feel like the female should be picked up, especially if she knowingly lied about everything. Like, I mean, how is it? How do you lie about being sexually assaulted, and it was a lie because you lied about your name, age, being pregnant, or whatsoever? Like, as a black male, and I know about the situation very well, I feel like the female should be charged because that ruins a person's reputation. As a sex charge, like, that's a sex charge. Jobs don't want to hire an individual who has a sex charge. People don't look at people who have sex charges against them the same. So I feel like the female, if she had lied and willingly admitted to lying or whatsoever, she should be charged with the crime that she allegedly said she was victimized of, because you just tarnished a whole innocent man's life. Like, they gotta live with that. They gotta be on a registry. Anybody can look them up if they have their first and last name. Like, I feel like the female should be charged and be a sex offender. Like, especially if it comes out that the male was telling the truth the whole entire time. I don't feel like the male should be jeopardized,
correct,
like, because if the male lies, you're right, it doesn't happen. But if I go ahead and, not saying I personally, but if I go ahead and lie to the police, the authorities, when I get pulled over at a traffic stop, or if they raid my house and I tell them my name is Billy Bob, and they run my and they come to find out it's not that, guess what happens to me? I get arrested because it's perjury. It's lying to a law enforcement agency. So with that being said, I feel like if the female lied about a crime that neither happened under her false pretenses of her lying, I feel like she should be fully responsible and fully charged to the fullest extent of the law. And that's just my personal opinion, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. What the fuck? Who the hell does that today, Christmas? Never mind. But yes, I'm sorry. I just saw something. Yeah, I saw something. And it was ridiculous. But I feel like the female should be charged with it. Why ruin an innocent man's life when you lie? And you caused him to commit a crime because you deceitfully lied to him.
The better wording on all this, Ann, hold on for 1 minute, okay? I have a question to go off this topic, though. Why is it in society that teachers are getting less time, not just teachers,
priests, teachers, uncles, coaches,
well,
and all that.
Right? Charges.
Mm-hmm. But so this we discussed that earlier about why was it that pedophiles wouldn't even get, you know, 5 years, but yet you would give a black athlete, a black man, for raping a white woman 15 to 20 years. And I say that because the cases that I looked up tonight were men that was released. You had a man that was just released for raping a woman that he never raped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This happened so often. The thing with Ezekiel Elliott was with the white woman, and he said, I can prove to you that she was upset that I didn't want to believe me. And the text messenger said, they won't believe you over me. You know, look at me, I'm mm-hmm. a white girl. This is how the white starts to play a part in that.
Yeah,
when you got,
you
got all these people coming forth saying that these men did this, these men did that, but when you look at all of a sudden,
yeah,
they took the attention and they put it on Russell Simmons. And then you got 12
mm-hmm.
women that came forth to say Russell Simmons did this or Russell Simmons did that, and they looked like chewed up dog meat. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that
yeah.
they want to show a history of what has been going on. When you got Uncle Russ, that he ain't fuck with
yep.
nothing but bad bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't none of these bitches that you know, I mean, you just look at what they did to Usher. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
so that didn't die. That didn't live long because black women, they can't stand the pressure, especially when they lie. White women, they just ignore you and they do whatever they can to protect these women so that, you know what I'm saying, they can continue going with what it is that they're doing. And that's just the bottom line. It does break down to color. We have to start paying attention to the privilege that they are giving these white women, and they are letting these white women tarnish these brothers and tarnish these people's names. When these white men got caught and they knew what they did, they didn't rebut. They didn't fight. They just left. They just left because they knew what they had done. And then you try to make it seem like the black man is way worse. But guess what? You don't even hear that much about all of these men that molested these people because now you got Russell Simmons in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden it's like Uncle Russ, I put you on mute, Anthony, because I know that's your background. Uncle Russell Simmons, like, okay, let's make him look bad. When this is like, it's like, okay, so we're gonna publicly lynch Russell Simmons because he's gonna
mm-hmm.
fight for his name. But these white people, they didn't fight for it because they were freaking guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
Russell is telling you, like, listen, I have never took advantage of anybody. When you go in this man's office because you know he's a multimillionaire and you know he's going somewhere and you wear that short skirt and you wear that low cleavage and you put his penis in your mouth or you do whatever it is that you do for him, you're doing that because you want to do it, because you want to do something with your career. Guess what? If you weak-minded and he could coerce you, you don't need to be a CEO. You don't need to be a VP. As I said earlier, you don't need to be because you're too weak-minded. So if you that weak-minded that you're going to sit, women do it all the time. They sleep with who they got to sleep with to get to where they got to go. It ain't got nothing to do with the man. Guess what? I think Russell Simmons is innocent. And when he took the lie detector test, then they say, what does that have to do with it? You can lie on this, you can lie on that. I said, okay, well, how are you going to prove that he's wrong, that he right?
Because
mm-hmm. you taking their word, you say, oh, 12 women said it. That's what the media wants you to feel. You know, when they want
mm-hmm.
to go against somebody, that's what they do. They pay these women to come forth and say this. And as women, they play on our society, and we publicly lynch our own. We publicly lynch Bill Cosby, and guess what? All the shit was dropped. And they did
Correct.
That because Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC or something like that. He wanted to buy something that Comcast owned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they publicly lynched him, And guess what? It backfired because all of these men start losing their jobs because all these white men start coming to the forefront. But then they played the public game with us again and put a black man. When you took Tavis Smiley out, I was done. Okay? Like I told James, the only thing I'm waiting on them, I'm waiting to hear is Caitlyn Jenner say Bruce Jenner touched her 20 years ago. Because these bitches is ridiculous right now. Bitch, I am blown to motherfucking pieces with these hoes lying and saying that all these people touched them. Bitch, yo, basically what that means is that you're a whore, and they need to come out with more and more names. That's why they protected these women.
Look at what that Tennessee, that what was he, a judge or a lawyer in Tennessee or whatever?
He
killed himself. Talking about only everybody knows it's not true, a la-di-da-di-da, and the only person... Only person that could judge me is God, and God knows to God forgives all sinners.
He's right. He's weak-minded.
So
white people kill themselves at an alarming rate. Yes, I said it. White people will be the minority because they are killing themselves and they are drug overdosing. They ran a.
Aunt asked for you to unmute him. He done. Whatever he was doing.
White people are killing themselves. That's the first thing you see. He's unmuted. But if the white man loses his job, white people care about their image. That we just talked about this. Their image is everything to them. So it doesn't mean that he was innocent, that he was not innocent. It just means that at the end of the day, they have publicly humiliated him, and his image has been tarnished, and he can't live with it. So I can't say that he wasn't because he killed himself, but you know what? They care about their image. We just went over this. When you go to a white person's funeral, he was a great guy. He was loved in the community. Look at the VP that was with Comcast. Guess what? Comcast did everything in the world for that shit to stay out of the news, and they waited till it got soft before the news even got to it. Because guess what? They didn't want that white man image to be tarnished in the neighborhood. They didn't want the world to know that a VP was married and he was down doing work and he was gay as hell at the same damn time. They didn't want to know that his boyfriend killed them. They will always protect their image.
It's only for the white man, because what happens to the innocent black man? If we get our names slandered, tarnished, and everything
what I'm
else.
Talking about.
Like, and we be the innocent ones because these females want to lie, and nothing gets done to these females wanting to lie. Like, they're lying about being sexually assaulted because either A, he's a public figure, meaning an athlete, and a hip hop artist, meaning a rapper, singer, whatever you want to call it, an entertainer, right? A comedian, right? Just think about Kobe Bryant. Let's say about Kobe Bryant, all right? We can go there. We can go to Michael Jackson. Bill Cosby.
You
can't
use Kobe.
His numbers.
You cannot use Kobe. He was guilty. He was all right,
we can't use Kobe.
The devil is a lie.
All right. On a personal, on not even a personal level, right? On another note, I can use somebody I personally know that got committed of a crime for a fact that he would have never done, right? If a lie was never done, like on a personal level, like I know somebody personally that got committed of a crime, of a sex crime, that he was committed, he had to plead guilty because of a lie. And it's in their documentation that they lied, the female lied to him, but the state picked up the charges and proceeded, and he had to plead guilty for it. Like, that's messed up because guess what? At the end of the day, he can't get a job. He graduated high school, college, like, and now his name is tarnished. He got to register and everything else like that.
Yeah.
So now when he brings it up to a certain way, if he tries and talks to a female, he got to let them know that he's a registered sex offender because of a lie a female committed.
The bottom line is that we have to hold our legislators responsible. We got to push this. We got to make a change. And we go out and we vote, but guess what? When we vote in numbers, we make a difference, and we've shown that with Atlanta, with putting Keisha Lance Bottoms in office. We've shown that by taking over Alabama. We've shown that by Virginia. We have to start holding these people accountable. We can change laws if we stand up and we fight. And so we have to start.
I'm sorry. I do gotta say this real quick. Part of the problem, especially in Georgia, is they are not following federal law. Okay, each county has their own freaking standardized how much time you should get for X, Y, Z. So you can live in Gwinnett and you sit up there and you hit and kill somebody. They're gonna give that person 20. They're gonna give them maybe 10 years. You do that shit in Douglas, they're gonna give that person 30. They're not following federal law here in Georgia.
Georgia is ran by their Senate, right? So it's certain things that the president cannot. They don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Georgia is
federal law outweighs everything.
In the South. But they don't know. They don't have to here in Georgia. They have their own. Yeah. They have their own legislation, like damn near here in Georgia, and they don't have.
And you have
to.
A lot
they
of
never turned
men
over
in jail.
They
of
never
shit.
Turned over that power.
This is bullshit. And Georgia and everywhere else,
but we got to start holding people accountable. And that's the only way, let me say this to knock out this conversation, that's the only way that we're going to stop this. I call it how I see it one way or another. You can look it up. White, black, Puerto Rican, Asian. Ladies, you got to stop lying on these people, man, about sexually assaulting you. And that's why the women do not come forth that have been sexually assaulted, because so many women lie about it. So many women say, he don't want to be with me. The football player, she lied because he didn't want to be with her. The other guy, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, he was breaking up with the girl or something and she lied. You know, this is something that these young girls do and they think it's okay. And we sweep it under the rug and we need to start holding these women accountable. We need to start doing something to make sure that we can't allow this to happen again. The only reason Ezekiel Elliott still got suspended is because they wanted to make sure he couldn't come back and go after that girl. They wanted to make sure he couldn't go after her. What?
What about the dude in Douglasville in 2008 that got charged with statutory rape or child molestation in Douglas County? Wilson. Gennardo Wilson. She was a white female, right? A willing participant, right? They have it on video and everything else, right? Oh, matter of fact, that happened in 2006, 2007, right? Of course, now Oprah Winfrey stepped up to Oprah helped him out. All these public figures helped him out, right? Because he was a star athlete for Douglas
but
County
he left
High School.
The rest of his counterparts behind, though, Aunt. They went ahead and they got left behind.
But that's because they took pleas. And he up there didn't. And because you take a plea, and your plea cannot be reversed after 90 days. Like, you have up to 90 days after you take your plea to fight it. But once you sign that plea deal, that plea agreement, because you don't want to take life in prison over a lie, or you're scared because they scared you into taking a plea, even though they say that, when you get in front of that judge, were you pressured into taking this, or did anybody scare you into this? Like, when they say that to you, you okay? Don't
that's
say
bullshit.
No, because
and let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
Of course it is.
Okay, I gotta pause him because we're on the last 90 seconds. James, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you at?
Well, very briefly, you could find me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, on Instagram JimmyA73, and on Facebook James Acevedo, ACEVEDO. Yes, believe it or not, I am a radio host. I do my own show every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Mixler.com/EAR-owner. I talk sports, among other things, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah, I don't talk no sports. I got to get on that one. Hello.
All
right, and make sure you guys check out my website at the new Miss Lovely Black. com. You can find me on Instagram, and that's the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I'm on Tumblr, the new Miss Lovely Black, and I'm also on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. If you go to the new Miss Lovely Black .com, you can actually link to all of my social media sites right there from that. And actually, it was amazing. Everybody kind of tuned in and called in at the very end of the show, but we had a great topic, and I'm just happy that everybody tuned in and was able to jam with us in the manner that they did.
Yeah.
We will see you guys in the same place next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please feel free to inbox me if you have any good topics that you want to talk about. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kuwait. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, United States. Thank you, Aruba. Thank you, everybody that's listening in all over the world. I love you. Good night.
Yeah.
Love you too. Good night.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Ladies and tomatoes.
Peace.